Osman and Kevin from
Rye. I am eight.
Hello, mate.
I am eight.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yeah,
you
seem very well happy.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Andrew, you, I'm a bit concerned here, mate.
Why?
It just looks a bit hyper.
Just a few coffees.
What a drip.
Intravenously.
What's been
going on? Oh, that is a drip, isn't it?
Cool, what's been going on?
Loads of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I told you I was on eBay the other night, didn't I, looking for Toby jugs.
You were buying air guitar strings.
No.
Toby jugs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I bought one, answer, Kevin.
Did you get that one? I thought you'd got beaten on that one.
No, and then I sat in my room and bidded for another.
Right, yeah. He's been sending me pictures of Toby jugs that he's been bidding on.
Oh, he's been sending me pictures of other things he's been bidding on.
What have you been getting pictures of?
Have I?
Yeah.
What have you been getting?
CDs.
Oh, yeah, I've done that as well.
Yeah, why are you going to CDs, though? I mean, vinyls. You want to get back to vinyls, man?
Yeah, but they've been moved, my vinyls.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you. They've been moved upstairs in my mum's room because I don't use them.
Have you got a vinyl player, though?
Yeah, but the stylus is broken.
Oh, right. But now you're going on to CDs instead.
Mm.
And Toby jugs.
Mm.
That's a bit of a mishmash.
I know.
Toby jugs.
It's my artistic brain bouncing everywhere.
Is there much money in Toby jugs?
I don't know until I get them.
What's the most unusual one you've got?
I've got one that's got... It's in the drawer because my mum hates it. But I've got one with a clown's face on it.
Yeah, there, Andrew.
You know, like with the clown from It.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Toby jug.
Yeah.
You need to bring that in for show and tell.
I do.
Why Toby jugs?
Because there's loads of money in them, Andrew. I tell you.
I tell you.
Yeah, but not if it's in the cupboard being hidden away. It's not, is it?
I know. If you take them down to an auction house, you're laughing.
Do you know, I was only watching the other night Antiques Roadshow, which I love watching on a Sunday night, you know?
Mm.
And then someone come out and they bring something that looks like it's worth 10p and they start saying, oh, Vincent van Gogh made this one night and it's worth millions. And it's the best, I think, feeling in the world when someone does that. But the other night, they came out, they showed him, it was a painting or something.
Yeah.
And he said, some of these paintings reputedly went for like 3.5 million, this, that, and the other. And you could see everybody about to faint. And then he went, but this one's worth about 100 quid. Like, why would you say that?
But are they really worth that much?
No, yeah, tell me. Watch Antiques Roadshow, mate. I'm sure you do. You never watch it?
No.
It's great Sunday night viewing.
You want to go on with your Toby jugs?
Yes.
No, I want to keep those, Andrew.
Well, what's the point of there being money in them, then?
No, I mean there's money in them because I put it there.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, you mean... Okay.
You're using...
So it's like a money box.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. What the?
Can we get some sort of sound effect to say someone's...
That just hurt my brain, that.
Tumbleweed. Oh, yeah.
That hurt my brain a lot. So you actually put money in these and use them as saving jars?
Yeah.
So when you say there's a lot of money in them, you mean there's actual money in them? Are you for real?
There's more money in them than they're actually worth. It's because you've put money in them.
Yeah. Right. Saving to go to the races, you see.
Right.
Andrew.
Yes.
I sent a message to the group the other day about episode 68, 15 minutes in.
Yes, what?
Don't suppose you checked that out, did you?
What was it? Was it the joke?
No. It was where Jordan said, he said to quote, we referred to Amanda Holden, and he went, yes, she's my future wife.
Did I?
And we just brushed over it.
Did I?
You did.
Andrew, is there any proof of this? Do you find that strange that I've got an entry for my
empty entries.
Entry in my phone for my love, my future wife.
I'm sure lots of people do that sort of thing.
There it is. It's all coming out now. Why do we overlook that, boys?
I don't know.
Andrew?
Well, I mean, I was on his side, though, wasn't I, saying that it's not that weird. You, Kevin, were saying it's really weird to have somebody's phone number,
yeah,
whose number you don't have, yeah, in their phone, kind of thing, just, yeah, have their name in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but, then, you know, maybe it is his future wife.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
I just think it was a bit weird. He sat there rubbing his hands together going, my future wife. have we got any news on the radio stations in Leicester Square? Andrew, you were going to look into that for us.
What, about them banning buskers?
Buskers, yeah, in Leicester Square, yeah.
I've not looked into that. I still disagree with what they're doing.
And there's another thing we've not spoke about, gentlemen, the passing of, was it James Stanage, Andrew?
James Whale?
James Whale.
Oh, James.
Oh, you need to give me a heart attack.
You had me going there.
Why did I say Stanage?
I don't know, but he's on my Facebook.
Yeah. So James Whale, though.
I don't know who he is.
You didn't ever listen to him?
No.
Andrew, I bet you knew him, didn't you?
I didn't know him, but he was technically our competitor, wasn't he?
What radio station was he with?
I think he was over in Leeds, possibly. But he did have a TV show back in the 1990s.
He did,
so
didn't he?
There was that, which was based at the radio station. But no, I've not really met him.
What was the TV show called? Can you remember?
No. Tis was.
No, that was a great one. You won't remember that one, though, surely.
No, Chris Tarrant used to do it before he did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
What kids' programme did you used to watch as a kid? Can you remember?
Yep.
Go on.
Tots TV, Rosie and Jim.
Rosie and Jim.
Rosie and Jim. Chugging along on the old rag doll.
What else did you watch? Was it Rosie and Jim with a little ginger kid with a big red hair?
No, that was Fireman Sam.
No, I'm sure Rose and Jim had a little ginger kid, squeaky voice.
Yeah, it was a doll, it weren't a kid.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Go on, what else did you watch?
I watched more films, me, than TV programmes when I was a kid.
What, on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Right.
I love me films, me.
What about you, Andrew?
So what did we have? We had Banana Man, Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse.
Grange Hill. Blue Peter was huge back in the day.
Yeah.
But there was another one that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, this will be for you, Kevin. You won't remember this, Jordan. This will be before your time. Do you remember Adventure Game?
No.
It's like groups of kids were sent to space and they had to do lots of challenges and the aliens were plants and things like that.
No, don't remember.
Do you not
that
remember
one?
That?
Was that a series or was that like a game show?
It was like a game show for kids, but right, it was a bit like Crystal Maze, but
yeah,
for kids.
Yeah, no, I vaguely have to remember it, but I don't think I ever watched it. The one I remember, now you've said it, both of you, was the one where you used to win a cabbage. Oh, what's that one?
Oh, Cracker Jack.
Yes.
A what?
You used to win a cabbage. You know, that will be before your time. They just used to win stupid prizes, and you'd end up with like five cabbages.
Weren't that bullseye?
Oh, let's have a look at what you would have won.
Like, can I ask you something about this, right?
Mm.
Bullseye for me, right?
Yeah.
If you won the speedboat, how the bloody hell would you get it home?
Would they deliver it? But that's not the funny thing about that. Most people that won bullseye won the speedboat lived in Leeds. What are you going to do with the boat in Leeds?
It's coming back, bullseye.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're bringing, it's Little Richard, who's going to be doing the dartboard stuff.
Freddie Flintoff.
And but Little Richard is the darts guy, and then Freddie Flintoff is obviously the talent, the right presenter. I think it'll be good. And they're going to do the speedboat for a laugh, aren't they? They must put that
in. They have to, yeah.
Yeah, they will do.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to show and tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go first because I'm prepared.
Oh yes, you got a printed piece of paper,
right?
Letter headed.
Do you know what? Do you know what I found yesterday in my drawer? I found an old script from an old episode.
Right.
Oh, for Follow the Dream.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, I've got this chance. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Shrek review, it says. He says, I have completed the first installment of Shrek, the franchise. It was absolutely fantastic. And then he's reviewing the film.
Mm.
Any highlights in there you want to talk about? That was really cool. From when? What? When was that? What episode number?
No, because I never used to number my scripts. But oh yeah, we used to do a feature called the Amanda Holden Fact File, and that's on here.
Oh yeah.
And guess what?
What was the fact?
Did you know she was a vegetarian?
No. Interesting fact.
I mean, it was thrilling stuff, wasn't it, back in the day?
Yeah.
And you've also said her favourite child memories is having a Sunday roast, but yet she's a vegetarian.
I know. I just don't know how that was possible. But yeah.
So how do you think the podcast has changed? Obviously, this is you and the lovely Scott man. Jesus, then evolved. I mean, how many episodes are we up to now?
I don't know.
We're on episode 74 now.
Yeah.
Oh, behave.
You're getting there, are you?
Mm.
I used to listen to you both.
I think there's a lot more drive to it now, drive behind it.
Mm.
Than the
chaos.
Was. Yeah.
Is that the word you're looking
yeah.
for?
Yeah. And I think I come in and say something, and Andrew doesn't know what to do with his buttons.
Oh, he does. It says mute on it, apparently.
Aye.
You got a beep.
Yeah.
I like that, mate. So show and tell, episode, but no episode number.
No, because I didn't number them back then. I wasn't as organised as I am now.
What, you're organised now?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you done your show and tell?
Oh.
Oh, no, you haven't?
No.
Go ahead.
Sorry. My show and tell, I'm wearing my show and tell, Andrew.
That's good for a podcast.
Isn't it? Well, hang on a minute. We do stick the pictures up online, don't we? When
true.
Jordan remembers
true.
To. Okay. My show and tell is I went to a place called Richmond down in Surrey.
Mm.
And that's where they filmed an Apple TV series called Ted Lasso. And I'm a big fan. And there's a lot of fans out there. Ted Lasso is just such a funny, funny programme. And it's based around football. And I went to Richmond and I bought myself a Ted Lasso Richmond AFC football shirt.
Cool.
With Roy Kent on the back of it. Kent, he's one of the main characters, isn't it? So that's my show and tell. And I love it because when I'm walking down the street, people are looking at me going like, what football team that?
I looked at it on the way in because obviously I saw you in it.
Mm.
And I thought you'd just like gone and I thought it was like Clark Kent, so I thought you went and got Kent done on the back of a
Clark Kent, well, like Superman.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play football.
I don't think he can.
Bet he'd be really good at it if he did.
Mm.
Yeah, I love Superman.
Yep.
Anyway, so there you go. My show and tell. I'll stick the picture up online because Jordan won't do it.
Right.
He forgets.
Andrew.
Yes.
I knew I had something related to radio to ask you.
Go on then.
Right. You know how I regularly post about radio and where I want to get to.
Right.
As you see these posts. Well, the other night I posted a picture of Mike Sweeney, not on the same picture obviously, Melanie Sykes and Tom Syndicate.
Right.
But what I want to ask you is when I eventually get to interviewing people.
Yeah.
Who is on your list?
On my list? I'm not telling you that, am I?
Oh, damn.
And haven't we decided we're going to move slightly away from radio as well?
Yeah.
But can I just ask, how do we tend to do this?
Well, we're already doing it.
Who?
You and I. We've been doing it off record, planning stuff and plotting and organising interviews.
Oh, aye.
The thing was, look, radio...
You're just fishing there.
That you used to listen to, so going back 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
Is not the same anymore.
Right.
So where there used to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people working in radio, now there are only 8 radio stations or thereabouts knocking about.
Really?
And there are really not very many people working in the industry.
Yeah.
So even in the time since we started this podcast, radio has downsized massively.
That's
so we are going to probably go on a little tangent.
Yeah.
And go towards people that do podcasts and people that do YouTube stuff. So that would be your Tom Syndicate, wouldn't it? Because he's a YouTuber.
We're also speaking to people who just generally deal with social media, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you just what picking up on what you said there, Andrew? Hmm. I'm intrigued because why do you think there are less numbers in radio now? Why? I mean, record sales, for example, we can blame on, you know, streaming, this, that and the other.
Yeah.
So, but what can we, why are there less radio companies now?
Well, we've gone from about 800 UK radio stations at its peak to now probably no more than 40 across the whole of the UK.
But why?
So Hearts and Capital, which now broadcast all over the UK,
right,
basically bought out all the other radio stations. So all the other local radio stations
became Capital
or Hearts or Hits Radio.
And what about those like Tameside Radio, dare I mention their name?
So there's loads and loads and loads of community radio stations.
Yeah.
The trouble is, it's very, very difficult for them to make money.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the big boys just rake in money, and that is obviously what they're there to do, make money. So they're not as entertaining as they used to be.
No.
They just play lots of music, keep it very, very safe. Make money. Community radio doesn't have much money in it.
No.
So generally the standard is a bit lower.
Yeah.
And the listener numbers are a bit lower as well.
I suppose the thing is as well, what you've said there is when you've got a local community radio, people tune in because they've got a connection with it. It's like people that listen to you, George. When people tune in to you because they're local to you. They know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then radio stations, stop me if I'm wrong, Andrew, they're becoming a bit faceless, like a pub and a landlord.
Yeah.
There are no landlords now. It's someone that owns 10 pubs or 15 pubs.
It used to be that being local was your big selling point.
Yeah.
But that was slowly stripped out bit by bit.
Wow.
And now it's all national, so either from London HQ, Leicester Square, or from Castle Quay in Castlefield, comes from Manchester.
So just going back in the day now, out of interest, when you were younger, what station did you listen to? Questions to both of you, Jordan. Yeah. Who were you listening to? Who did you go to?
Well, Capital used to be a station called Galaxy, didn't it, years ago?
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't listen to it.
Oh, right, okay. But, who did you listen to, though, John?
Q103, JK and Joe in the morning.
So GQ103, was that Sweeney back in the day?
I'm not sure because of
Mike, what's his name? Pink?
Steve Pink.
Yeah. I used to love his wind-ups. I still
prank
do.
Calls.
I just can't find them anywhere to listen to.
So it'll be on eBay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
get me some air guitar strings away there.
I will.
So what were your listening habits, Andrew?
Well, there weren't that many radio stations, so it was Radio 1 or Piccadilly. And then Piccadilly became Piccadilly 1152 and Key 103. And then Key 103 is where I started my career.
How did you... I've probably asked you this before, but how did you enter the industry, Andrew?
So one of the presenters on Key 103 was asking for helpers.
Right.
So I applied.
I went in. He's got such a radio voice, isn't he, Andrew?
Yeah.
He's like proper good
voice. That's why I was a radio DJ.
No, but you have. You got the voice, the perfect voice. I think you can read the phone book. You're really good. My listening back in my day was Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Yes. Oh, I used to love Steve Wright.
Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Best show ever.
Doing Mr. Angry and all that kind of stuff.
Because he had the old woman, which I thought for years was Wendy Richard.
Oh, right.
But
remind me of the old woman. I don't remember that one.
She used to come on and speak like she was on the phone, like a caller in her, but...
Yeah.
I just remember
Mr. Angry. Mr. Angry!
I don't think I do. I might have to Google that when I get home.
Yeah, Steve Wright in the Afternoon. And I love the way now, as the years go on and we get older, like when I was a kid, my dad would listen to Radio 2 or 3 or something. And then we grow up, we listen to Radio 1. But now I'm on Radio 2 and I've followed Steve Wright. Do you know what I mean, Andrew?
Yep. Same for me. Yep. Over on Radio 2.
Yeah. Amazing.
I listen to, is it Greatest Hits Radio now that Ken Bruce is on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to that purely for Popmaster.
Yeah, but yeah, I stay on Radio 2 and listen to Vernon do Popmaster.
I don't know. I'm not talking about Vernon.
Oh!
I can't.
Have we touched a nerve?
I just don't. It's just not for me.
Oh, dear.
Family Fortunes, yes. I loved him on that, but his radio stuff, not for me.
We've digressed, haven't we?
But I don't think he's a big fan of this podcast either, to be fair.
I'm not bothered.
Do you know what? On the note of DJs, by the way, radio DJs, someone down at the BBC have decided that stand-up comedians make good DJs. They do not. Josh Dudar, Josh Widdicombe, been on the radio.
Yeah.
And
I'm Widdicombe's son.
He's not.
He is.
He's not.
He is.
He's not.
He's not.
That's all rubbish. And what's his name? Rock Formation or whatever his name is. I can't even say his name. There's two of them on the radio and they're so bad at being DJs. They shouldn't be there. What's next?
Shall we do Joke Off?
Here's another joke of the week. So episode 74, Kevin is running away, 25 points to 19. Hey! Come on, Jordan, pull your finger out, mate.
Come on, John.
What's the fastest cake in the world?
Go on.
Scone!
Okay.
You ready for mine? What was Michael Jackson's favourite drink?
Tea!
Oh, no. Jordan was so pleased with his effort on that one.
But he delivered my punchline and it made everyone laugh a lot.
Kevin, 26 points to 19. Jordan, what has happened?
Well, you can.
This is a collapse of epic proportions.
Yeah, but you can thank me for that because I delivered it.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well done, you. Yeah, I'll take the glory.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Bye.
Bye.
See you then.
See you then.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.